The ACCC has launched a new program to help Indigenous Australians recognise and avoid scams. So far this year, the consumer body has received over 1,800 reports of scams from people who identify as Indigenous, who have incurred losses of around $3 million. ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Ricard says Indigenous people fall victim to the same kinds of scams as the rest of the community.
Some of the scams they lose the most money to or they fall victim to most often are unexpected prizes and lottery scams. So you might get an email telling you you've won millions of dollars in a lottery, but then you have to pay taxes or this or that to get it. And of course, you never see that lottery money and you never see the money you've paid in taxes ever again. People are also susceptible to identity theft, whereby people collect bits of information about you and then use that to pretend to be you so they can get access to your bank account, take out loans in your name, get utility bills in your name. And also we see, just like in the rest of Australia, people being victims of romance scams, where not only do they lose their money, their hearts are broken as well.
And are any of these scams specifically targeted towards Indigenous people? Do they use their indigeneity as a way of scamming them in any way?
On the whole, no. On the whole, what we've seen is that the scammers just spread their scams right across Australia, and unfortunately, different people fall for them at different times. In the past, I've seen some which have been specifically targeted at a community where there was a bit of money and they were trying to get their hands on that. But on the whole, the scammers don't mind who they scam. They don't mind if you're Indigenous or any other race. They just want your money and your information.
Can you describe the scam that was about the threat of arrest? That sounds like a particularly scary one.
Oh, this is a really nasty scam that's been going around now for a year or two. And you get contacted out of the blue, usually by someone claiming to be from the police or the tax office. They tell you that you owe back taxes. Unless you pay them that day, there's a warrant out for your arrest and someone will be knocking at your door to arrest you that afternoon. They'll then get you to send either money or go and buy iTunes gift cards and read them the numbers off them. And they will keep you on the phone, sometimes walking you down to the bank or the supermarket to get the money or the cards, and get very threatening and scary if you try to resist in any way.
Is there any way to track these people? I mean, as an ordinary person, is there any way to sort of get an idea where these people are coming from?
Look, as far as we know, the vast majority of these scammers are based overseas. So it's very, very difficult to catch them. So the approach that the ACCC and State and Territory Fair Trading Agencies take is to try and get the message out there to educate people about what to be careful of, and then to also work with the banks and the telephone companies and social media and others who help either help the scammer meet their victims or help the money to be sent overseas to them. So to stop it that way. But they're very difficult to spot. These are really sophisticated, organised crime really behind most of these scams.
Now, I'd assume that part of the reason why you have an Indigenous-specific policy here, program here, is that you're thinking about trying to protect vulnerable groups in society. Is that the target here?
We're absolutely thinking about protecting vulnerable groups. And the State and Territory Fair Trading Agencies, along with the ACCC and ASIC, have something called a National Indigenous Consumer Strategy, and that's usually covers a number of years, where we try to work out, well, what are the issues that are particularly affecting Indigenous consumers that we can make a difference on? And one of the things we're seeing more and more is scams impacting these communities. I noticed so far for this year that we've had over 1,800 reports just to the ACCC alone, with nearly 3 million reported loss. Now, that already, and we're not at the end of the year, is almost twice the total amount of money lost last year. So the number of victims is growing, the amount of money that's lost is growing.
Okay. And I suppose just finally, what are the sort of warning signs that people should look for that they're dealing with a scammer?
If something seems too good to be true, then it's probably not true. But if somebody contacts you out of the blue, whether it's on social media, over the phone, via an email, and is seeking either your personal information or your money, no matter what the excuse or who they say they are, because they'll usually pretend to be a trusted organisation like Telstra or an area of the government, etc. Don't give them that information. Don't give them any money or access to your bank account, or definitely not remote access to your computer. Hang up. Don't use any contact details they've given you. Hang up and find the phone number in the phone book or doing a Google search and call the organisation they say they are and say, look, I've just had this contact. Is this for real? And guaranteed you'll be told no, it was a scam.
That's ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Ricard ending that story.